Body out there. I don't care the name. I don't care former player, former, you know, GM, former analyst. It doesn't matter to me because at the end of the day, these dudes do their homework. And I say it all the time, Rat Pack Sports Show, we don't have sources. We can't pick up the phone and just dial, NFL, current NFL GM phone number and get some, or we can't pick up the phone and call a player or player agent or anything like that. But for somehow, some way, we kind of, you know, do a great job at figuring out what's going on, around the league and almost being dead spot on with it. It's crazy, but We do that without any true inside information. So I guess I could, you know, give ourselves a pat on the back and
it's keeping up with the current times is what it really boils down to, Derek. We do our thing, and that's what it is. We just keep up with the current times and follow through with everything. And it's also on the research. You got to do, you know, if you see a breaking news story, you got to follow multiple sources and make sure that it's true and it's not coming from some joke that is breaking it. And, you know, if you do that, you're gonna be good, and people are gonna respect you, and people are gonna follow through with what you say.
Agreed with that. William Graves, I'm gonna do this because we like to get on, we like to razzle William Graves a lot for this. He's a busy man. And
hey, I'm gonna mute you for a minute. I gotta order my Starbucks.
All right. So yeah, William Graves, he's a busy man. And you know, sometimes when we're in the group, we're talking about different things throughout the week. And my man, William Graves, will come in like 3 days later and tell us about something he heard, and we just be like, dude, you're like 3 days late. You're like 3 days late, bro. We've been talking about this for 3 days, and he'll be like, oh, my bad, man. I just, you know, I didn't know. I've been busy. You know, his work schedule is, he's a night owl. So, he's about a day late on everything, but we just find it funny. And he had a work emergency tonight. That's why he's not, he's not on with us tonight. And, but we got Boss Hogg Sean Naylor on with us, so, you know, he'll take the place of, William Graves for 1 day. But my man is ordering his Starbucks, so we don't want to interrupt him while he's ordering his Starbucks. It is about 7:40. Over there, he's in the on the West Coast, pretty much Colorado. So he's three hours back, but we got him on the line with us. So whenever he's done, you know, ordering his stuff, oh yeah, we would he'll be back with us. Oh man, come on!
I'll be right with you. I'm pulling up to the pay window now.
Yeah. So, Boss Hogg is going to be discussing a lot of transactions here that has happened over the last long time. Just put it that way. Over the last month or so, he's been away, from the show. Very busy man, and a lot has went on in the NFL. A lot of transactions. A lot of trades. Still, the rumor mill is still going on with the whole situation there going on with Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets and where he's going to end up and all of that. So we don't know where he's going to end up. I personally think the Jets are smart in this situation and won't give up all the assets to bring a guy in that is just only going to be on the team for about 2 to 3 years. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play as long as Tom Brady. Could he?
It's a whole another Brett Favre situation with the Jets and the Packers.
Yeah, and that's strange because, we know Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre from a relationship standpoint. They weren't that close at all. And it was weird how Brett Favre ended up in New York. And now it's even more weird that Aaron Rodgers is following the same exact path of Brett Favre from Green Bay to the New York Jets. Now, Boss Hogg, I explained to you guys in the chat when all this is still going down. There's nothing being finalized. There may not even be a agreement reached. Why the Jets? Well, why the AFC? Obviously, I know why the AFC. I don't think the Packers are stupid enough to trade them inside the NFC. They don't want to see them. I understand that part. But you had your pick of the litter, and out of all the AFC teams, you said, oh, New York Jets. Even with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets still are not better than about 4 to 5 AFC teams. So what's the purpose of that move? To me, it's not to win championships. And if he comes out, if this trade goes down and he comes out and says, I'm here to win championships. No, you're not. Jets are not going to win any championships. I mean, they had a good season last year. They got some young talent on the team that is very good. But the AFC in the whole is just too strong. And you got quarterbacks on other teams that even Aaron Rodgers playing at his best, they're good enough to beat you. So how do you come out of your hiding spot and say the Jets is my team? I don't understand that.
The hiding spot cost him brain cells.
It did something. It did something, man, because I don't understand that. We've been doing this show a long time, bro. And okay, the Jets have been one of the worst organized organizations over the last 15 years. You couldn't have picked. I mean, I would have. Let's see. No, to Houston. I can kind of see it because, the top AFC teams, they already got their guys, their established guy and everything. And I understand all that. But the Jets, I still just – the Jets, bro. The freaking Jets. I don't know, man. I don't know. It just that one there got me scratching my head. I don't know. But the trade is not finalized. There are still things that needs to happen for this thing to go down. And, you know, the Jets are obviously looking for a whole lot more. I mean, the Packers are looking for a whole lot more and from the Jets. And I don't think the Jets are ready to commit to, giving up all those draft picks when they know this guy isn't going to be around, for that much longer.
All right, I'm done at Starbucks. Let's rock and roll.
So I just, to me, I just think they're in one of the situations where what do? You got to preserve your future, but you do also want to improve and get better now.
If you're going to – here's my thing. If you're the Jets, you're going to mortgage the future by giving up a number one or multiple number ones for Aaron Rodgers. Why don't you mortgage that future, move up into the top five, and get a C.J. Stroud or a Will Levis or somebody like that? I saw Mel Kiper's latest mock draft last night. He's got four quarterbacks going in the top five. He's got C.J. Stroud. Why can't I think of the kid from Alabama? I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, shoot. I can't. I can't get his name either.
Jesus. And then he's got Will Levis, and which is the kid out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And he's got Anthony Richardson, the kid out of Florida. Those are the four quarterbacks he's got going in the top five.
Let me ask you a question, boss.
He has multiple trades going in the top five.
Okay.
Starting at number three. He's got the Texans. He's got the Texans taking C.J. Stroud. He's got the Panthers taking Stroud. He's got the Texans going with Young. Young is the kid out of Alabama.
Yeah.
And then he's got the Cardinals or the Colts jumping up to number three and taking Will Levis. He's got the linebacker / defensive end out of Bama going fourth, and then he's got Anthony Richardson going fifth. I don't agree that Will Levis is a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson. I think to me, Richardson, quite honestly, could be the second best quarterback in this draft behind the kid from Bama. I have, in my early research, I have the kid, Bryce Young from Alabama, as the number one quarterback in this draft. Richardson 2, C.J. Stroud 3, Will Levis 4. What I have. That's my top four quarterbacks. Will Levis is going to be good. I believe Will Levis will be good. He has a very strong arm. He can make any throw in the game that you want him to make. you know, he's going to be a project. He's going to be a slight project. But the kid from Bama is ready. I think he's day one ready. And if the Panthers want to go with C.J. Stroud at number one, I think Houston is getting a damn good quarterback in Bryce Young. And then I think whoever gets Anthony Richardson is getting a damn good quarterback. If you didn't watch this kid at the combine, you need to go back and watch his combine tape and watch some of his other tape. He is going to be a good quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, I like the way he throws the ball. You know, I think he's I think this quarterback class is pretty good. There's just one player that I think is maybe a little bit overhyped, and somebody's gonna take him, you know, high like that with the expectations of, obviously, when you draft the quarterback at that stage, you know, you're looking for the build for the future and all of that. But Richardson out of Florida, man, you know, everybody looks good, you know, in pro days, and they look good in the combine. Everything is pretty much, you know, tactical and built up that way. But what do you think? About, let me see, what's the word I'm looking for? Shit, I just slipped my mind. I'm drawing a blank here. What's the word I'm looking for?
You're pulling a Will tonight.
Yeah, man. I was right there on the tip of my tongue, and then I just drew a blank. I'm trying to figure out the freaking word that I'm looking for. It'll come to me in like 30 minutes or 20 minutes when I'm not even thinking about it anymore. But
we're gonna be off the air, and Derek's gonna be like, "That's it."
Yeah, that's it. It'll be in the chat for you guys. You know, after we go off the air, I'll be like, oh, there it is, I got it. Jeez, it was about Richardson. Well, I'm gonna just ask the question in the most normal way that I could possibly answer the question. What is your thoughts on Richardson and him possibly going top five? Because during the season, I didn't see a top five quarterback. Now I know where I was going. Due to his combine that he had and so many different records, athletic records was broken. From a quarterback standpoint at the combine, you think a lot of these GMs might be ignoring some things on film because they see such a great athlete in this kid?
This is going to be one of the comparisons to Anthony Richardson. He's going to get compared to Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Because, and I say that because, remember the talk about Lamar? Yeah, Lamar moved up into the first round. Nobody thought he was a first-round quarterback. And he got overhyped because he had a decent combine, and he started to move up draft boards, and that's why Baltimore moved back into the first round to take him. My thing with Anthony Richardson is this kid has solid tape. I didn't think, I'm just like you, I didn't think at the beginning of the football season that this kid was a third-round quarterback, let alone a first-round quarterback. You know, I thought he was fourth, fifth, sixth-round quarterback, project-type guy who take a chance on in the late rounds and see if maybe they could get, you know, work this kid in and he becomes a career backup. And I go back, I watch his combine, and yeah, the combine is tough because there's no pass rush, there's none of that stuff. But this kid, I mean, just his 40 time alone was remarkable. Now you throw in all the other intangibles, he can read a defense. A lot of running quarterbacks, you know, Lamar, I don't know if Lamar can read defense or if he just has problems. Lamar Jackson's problem is he can't throw the ball from the pocket. He has no accuracy at all from the pocket. Whereas Anthony Richardson is completely different. He's got all the intangibles. He has a good pocket presence. He can throw the ball from the pocket. He knows when to escape the pocket. He knows how to use his legs. He gets down. He gets out of bounds. He doesn't take hits. He's got a very strong arm that can make all the throws. He can throw from hash to the other side of the field. He can put the ball in the air 60, 65 yards. You know, he can make all the throws. He has the intangibles of being a solid, quality first-round pick. And I think with him sneaking into the top five like this, I would agree with him being a top five pick. Like I said, I have him as my number two behind Bryce Young. You guys have seen it in the chat, I am not sold on quarterbacks that come strictly from spread offenses, such as C.J. Stroud, Ohio State. All they run is spread. Shotgun, you never see Stroud under center. They run gun, they run, you know, they run pistol. I'm just not, and I think that's why you see a little problems with Justin Fields. You've seen the problems with RG3. I mean, RG3 was glass. That was more of the fact that he was just China. He was fine China. He wasn't, he could have been a good quarterback if not had he known how to get down and not been fine China, and you touch him and he blisters. But I just don't see this with Anthony Richardson. I see very positive and very, I just see good things out of this kid. So I like him. Like I said, I have him as my number two quarterback behind Bryce Young. I have C.J. Stroud as my fourth, and I have Will Levis as my third. I think you're getting good quality. You're getting good quality with a kid such as Bryce Young, such as Anthony Richardson from that can run. They can run spread. They can run conventional. They can get under center and turn the hand the ball off. They can get under center and take a traditional five-step drop, step into the pocket, throw the football down the field on the money, good timing. They can take a traditional seven-step drop, put the ball downfield 50, 60, 70 yards on the money. So you're getting quarterbacks in those two of the conventional NFL stuff, not just the RPO spread offenses, things like that.
Yep. I agree with you on that. I just wanted to, you know, get your opinion and see, you know, what you thought of anything like that. It's one of those situations that I know for you, you just ready for that dude to be out of there. What do you think of what the Commanders so far in free agency? How would you grade, you know, what they've done?
I like Jacoby Brissett pickup.
I love that pickup.
I think you bring in quality backup who can the development of Sam Howell. I like Sam Howell. I think Sam Howell is going to be I think he could be a good quarterback. I really do. I liked what he did at the end of last year. Everybody says Dallas was playing their chumps. I don't believe Dallas was playing their chumps because Dallas had a division on the line. Dallas could have won that division last year had the Eagles lost and they won. So you can't tell me that Dallas was playing their third string guys and Sam Howell was picking apart their third string guys. I like the development of Sam Howell. And I think Jacoby Brissett's going to be good. We'll see what the rest. I like the fact that they re-signed Daron Payne. That was huge. Keeps that defensive line intact for the next 3 to 4 years. I think they're going to be – I like what they've done so far in free agency. They've been quiet. A lot of people think it's because Dan Snyder is cheap and he was holding out free agency payments until the new owner was in place because he didn't want to pay for them, yada, yada, yada. Whatever the case may be, what they've done has been okay with me. I'm very happy with what they've done. Very, I wouldn't say quote-unquote impressed, but just they've done their thing. And they feel that they're a playoff team next year with, you know, Sam Howell under center and the moves that they've made. And I think if they draft an offensive lineman and they draft a linebacker, quality in the first and second rounds, if they draft quality players like that, then I think they're going to be okay. And I think they're going to be the key to 2023, 2024, the key to this season is getting that scumbag Dan Snyder out from under us.
Yeah, that's
once
all.
Once we do that.
That is always going to be the trick.
I mean, once we get him out from under us, the tides change and the franchise can return to glory.
Yep. Hey, Boss Hawk, keep going real quick. I'll be right back. I gotta grab something.
Okay, hurry back because I'm almost done for the night. I'm not,
this is only gonna take like
far away.
A minute.
Okay.
Yep. I'll be back.
All right. But yeah, as far as we were talking earlier about Aaron Rodgers, I believe that Aaron will eventually end up with the New York Jet. I think the whole trade scenario will eventually play out to where the Packers end up giving up a couple players in lieu of multiple number ones. Although the Jets did acquire a wide receiver today, or no, sorry, the other way around. The Browns acquired a wide receiver from the Jets today. So happens, but I think eventually Rodgers ends up as a Jet. I think eventually they will have Jordan Love as their starting quarterback next year. And then, you know, we'll see how good the Packers really are. We'll see if the Packers are a better team with Jordan Love or if they're going to have to, you know, draft a quarterback at 24.
All right, I'm back.
All right. I unfortunately have to run. I have to go and get the kids tucked into bed and everything like that, so I gotta run. But I will hopefully get to call in again here next week. As Nicholas Lane did say as I came on the air, the school that I do work for, 28-0, 5A state champs.
That's tough. That's tough. 28-0?
28-0, brother.
Man.
That's, that's good. And they were the 5A state boys basketball champions, undefeated. And the state had it out for us because as a undefeated basketball team, the only undefeated basketball team in the state of Colorado, only at all levels, only undefeated team in the state of Colorado, we went into the tournament as the number 2 seed.
What? Hold on. How does that happen?
They go by RPI points, just like they do in football, with college football and stuff. So they go by RPI points, and our league held us back in RPI points, so we ended up as the 2 seed, even though we were 23-0 at the end of regular season. And yeah,
that's crazy.
But Friday afternoon is our state championship assembly, so we got some things going on there, but. I wish I could stay on longer, but I got to get some stuff done with fam and get the kids tucked into bed and all that good stuff. So I got to run here, but it's always good to call in and chat with the fellas. And I will, like you said, Derek, at the beginning, I am a busy person, but I'm trying to get on a little bit more as the season gets closer.
Oh, no problem, man. Hey, it's the off season, so hey, gotta take care of some other stuff. We understand, brother. We've been going strong for a long time, so it doesn't matter. You know how the off season is for us, man. We can find other stuff to talk about. So
amen, my brother.
That is it. All right, brother. Anyways, man, appreciate you calling in and hey, we'll catch you next time, next week, or whenever you can, you know, get some free time and call into the show, brother. And congratulations on that 28-0 state championship. No. That is a achievement that not many get to do.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate you, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rat Pack Sports Show. Ooh. NFL fantasy football guru himself, Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor. And it's been a little minute since he's been on the air. My guy, you know, he's a busy man now. And, you know, by being the offseason and whatnot, you know, you got to take care of us. You got to, you know, do some stuff. So whenever you get on, it's always a pleasure having him on. No ill will feelings. A major contributor of the Rat Pack. You know, this is his home, and you know, like I said, we'll find some other stuff to talk about. We'll talk about football, and you know, we'll get him on whenever he finds a free time. And as we get closer to the season, I won't reveal anything, but I know he's been working on some stuff behind the scenes also in regards to, you know, football. So when that time comes, he will let everybody know what exactly it is that he's got up his sleeve, and that'll be that. So I've been trying to make a post earlier. I don't understand this. I think I know what it is. So I'm on Facebook. You know, my I don't even know what this is. My personal page on Facebook has been flagged a few times. And it's been flagged due to some sports rhetoric that we always use on a regular basis when we're talking sports. You know, we talk sports, you say somebody is garbage, you say they're trash, or if a player is cut, you say, oh, that player got cut. And I got my account restricted on Facebook because I called Baker Mayfield trash. And I said, and there was another player I mentioned. Oh, yeah. Then I said Baker Mayfield was cut from you know, the Carolina Panthers. And because I said Baker Mayfield was cut, I got my personal page restricted again. So I'm not able to post any live streams or anything like that for like 30 days. Which is crazy, but that's the case. That's what's going on. So, with that being said, hopefully that is, I don't know, maybe that is why my account, I can't post, you know, under that account right now at the very moment. And, you know, whenever that restriction is lifted, I can go back to, you know, posting under the Rat Pat Sports Show group. I think it sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's my thing there. So, All right, so we're at 11:16, and we're near the end here. And like Boss Hog, I gotta head out. I gotta take care of some things here, and you know, before I go to bed. So we're gonna try to, you know, get everybody on again here on Sunday. I'm sure with my man William Graves. Will you know, be on the show. He wanted to come on last Sunday. I was just too busy. Quick story for everybody. You know, those of you that's familiar with the show, you know, I do a lot of biking on a road bike, and I did this benefit run for multiple sclerosis this past week, Saturday and Sunday. And this is my first time ever doing like an event, something like that. Well, we would have been on the air Sunday, but after my ride I did Sunday, I was a little bit exhausted. And I just didn't have the energy in me to do it. We rode like my crew that I was riding with. We did like 50 miles up on some crazy steep inclines. And, you know, just... We just see what's up. But with that being said, we're going to get on up out of here for this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Hold on now. What am I doing? It's been a while. So appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the show. But we got to get out of here. So, again, for everybody, myself, Boss Hawk, Sean Naylor, Nicholas Lane, William Graves, Left Field Score Correspondent, Tara, and the whole party, we appreciate y'all tuning in. And we will see y'all next time. This is Rat Pack Sports Show signing out for this week.